It's EB News briefly for Friday, 15th of March. Everything you need to know about today's podcast in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of the Volkswagen ID.1, a budget-friendly 20,000 euro vehicle. VW brand leader Thomas Schaefer highlighting the entry-level vehicle as a milestone to make EVs accessible to all, or part of Volkswagen's media day they had earlier this week, where journalists could ask them questions, and it's a good watch. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you're like me. It's a good watch. It's a couple of hours long of corporate stuff, but you know what I mean. And discussions are ongoing with other automakers. They've obviously got a partnership with Ford in Europe, talking to Renault as well about sharing perhaps something to reduce the price of those smaller city cars. But I love the fact that we are talking about a big automaker like Volkswagen making those entry-level cars. Hyundai faced a setback in China when they invested $1.15 billion in a new factory in 2017, only to then sell it for a quarter of the price because it was meant to make 300,000 in internal combustion engine cars a year. They got caught with the shift to EV happening so fast. It's from the FT and it's behind a paywall, but I'll pop a link in the show notes to read more about that incredible story, how foreign car brands in China are facing intense competition and how so-called zombie factories are emerging in China because so many of them are set up to make combustion vehicles, and this shift to EV is happening at such a rip that it's catching out investment, and companies as big as Hyundai are not realizing the speed of the change. And it's a fascinating read. It's a really fascinating read. Model Y in the US trails behind the Ford F-Series. According to this new S&P Global Mobility data, we don't get country-level data from the manufacturer, from Tesla themselves, but if you strip out fleet sales, it puts the Model Y behind the F-Series. But that is, of course, several vehicles, of course, under that banner. Xiaomi, the consumer electronics company, is entering the market with the SU7 March 25th. We'll get to see it. And they say 100,000 reservations since they announced that vehicle earlier this week. Nissan plans to diversify their EV battery suppliers, with SK On in conversation with Nissan, moving obviously Envision AESC, their Chinese partner at the moment, moving beyond that, and I would think looking at the US and trying to make sure that they have a battery supply that means they get access to the Inflation Reduction Act money, that tax credit money. NIO and CATL are joining forces in China to work on advanced long-life batteries. Obviously, NIO have battery swapping and they own the batteries, and so it's in their interest to try and have more longevity to their batteries. So a partnership's bringing up there. Tesla is facing cuts in their delivery estimates for Q1, as I keep seeing this reported, and I've kind of stayed away from the story for a few days, but I'll go with it now. More and more analysts are saying this is going to be a really rough quarter for Tesla, and perhaps a significant decrease in deliveries compared to the end of last year. But it'll certainly be up on this time a year ago because they've added production, but it won't be the rosy growth story, which is interesting because Tesla is a bellwether for the EV industry. Volkswagen left the Australian Auto Lobby Policy Group alongside Polestar and Tesla as they were lobbying for their members, the likes of Toyota, for combustion cars that are simply a little bit better than the existing combustion rules, rather than for zero emissions. So those companies saying, we want no part of this. Toyota throwing their weight and their backing behind this lobby organisation, saying, yeah, sure, nothing wrong with combustion, just make them a little more efficient with hybrids and stuff. You can tell what side of the argument I'm on, of course. And we'll finish off the podcast with a story that a UK breakdown company saying that EVs are 59% less likely to require roadside assistance than their internal combustion engine counterparts based on their experiences of recovering vehicles. And that's briefly